Welcome, love. Welcome to the deepest, darkest corners of desire. I am Goddess Athalia, and I'll be your tour guide through the quiet recesses of your subconscious mind, through the innermost corners of your psyche. I will walk you through the gateway to your most secret, most intimate wants and needs. You have set aside this time for us to be here alone in the moment. The moment is not wanting, not needing, not desiring anything but full, complete surrender. 100% blank-minded obedience. Servitude.
Servitude. Servitude. Servitude.
Slave. Is your solace, and blind obedience is all that you crave. Those cravings will be satisfied today, but first you're going to breathe with me, deep and long, in and out. That's right. Good, full, rich breaths that carry you down,
carry you down, carry you down, carry you down
into your own body, into that deep, quiet state of mind where you long to be, to stay, to relish the sound of my voice for as long as I'll let you.
Servitude, servitude.
Follow me here, down,
blind
down,
obedience.
Down deep into your soul, in to the dark corners where your desires lie.
Carry you down, carry you down, carry you down.
There's a mask, slave. There's a mask over this entire world. A mask of illusions. A mask of lies. Telling you that you can't be who you want to be. That you can't have what you crave. I know that you know that's not true. You know it's slave because you're breathing with me right now. In and out, your breaths are so, so slow and smooth. You follow them down deep into the core. You trail them down deep below into the midst of yourself, the midst of all truth. With every breath, you flee farther away from the mask of lies.
Servitude, 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 servitude.
The more you breathe, the freer you feel, because the moment is now, and now is the truth. Now is the truth of who you are. Now is the time for change. You're breathing with me right now. Your eyes are closed and you're going down deep because you desire change. You need change. You crave transformation.
Transformation. Transformation.
You know that it's time for the butterfly to emerge from his cocoon. He's breathing with me now because he wants to be free. He wants to be transformed from a heterosexual pretender to a bisexual butterfly. And with every breath he gets closer, he gets deeper, 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 following the trail of sinful desire. Just because it's sinful, just because it's dirty, just because it's perverse, doesn't make it bad. In fact, it's quite the opposite, slave. You know that there is nothing bad about a strong, long, hard cock. There's nothing bad about the heaviness and weight of an eager man in your hand. In your mouth, in your ass, there is absolutely no downside to him filling you, stretching you, opening you up where you need him the most. Absolutely no downside to having him inside you. Inside you, inside you is where the truth is. Inside you is where the breaths carry, deep down below, flowing and smooth. Your air is coming in, slave, and your air is going out. And every time it does, you get a little closer to the truth. That mask, the mask of the world's lies that I referred to earlier, is dissolving and you can feel it. It's as though it has been dipped in acid, frittering, bubbling, dissolving away and leaving you clear. The deeper you go, the clearer you become, the deeper you go. The deeper you go, the deeper you want to go. And the deeper you want to go, the deeper you need to go. It's all falling away now, but it's all coming together. You don't need the mind's chatter. You don't need its racing thoughts. The racing thoughts are what keeps the lies built up. The racing thoughts are what you don't need. Thoughts are no longer racing. Thoughts are erased, smooth and calm, and leaving you clear. You're not sure you can hold on much longer. You are sure that your footing is starting to go. That your grip on reality loosens. It is less tight, less sure with every word I speak. And the more I speak, the better it feels. I speak into your soul. I speak of your desires. I speak of your truth. I speak to make you listen. It all goes quiet, but you listen. Thoughts tune in of their own accord, and I am the only frequency. I am all that's left. My sound, my voice, my words I speak into the fleshy, pink, vulnerable bits of your brain. Right where you need it most. The mask is down. The mask is no longer up. The mask is faded away. And with it, you fade away. There is nothing up, slave. There is nothing left, slave, but your deepest desires. Why live a lie anymore? Why act like you don't want it as much as you do? This deception is a waste of time. Especially when you know the truth. The truth that cock is king. Cock is king. Cock is king. Cock is why we're here today, isn't it, slave? It's because cock is the one thing you can't get off of your mind. It's the only thing you think about as often as pussy, maybe even more so. It's racing, isn't it, back and forth, a web of racing in your mind. Cock, cock, cock. Cock, cock, cock. More cock, his cock, your cock, all cocks, porn cock, coming cock, spurting cock, throbbing cock, suck cock, love cock, need cock, crave cock, want cock. Don't fucking pretend. Don't fucking pretend that the moments you spend thinking about cock aren't the best parts of your day. That sweet moment of deep relaxation, complete surrender, no thoughts, no will, no agenda, just you taking yourself in hand. Giving a little squeeze, a little tug, a little friction, and a little encouragement, allowing your mind to wander, allowing your mind to escape to a beautiful place, or you are the only one in the room with his cock in hand. A world where your ears are filled with the beautiful sounds of pumping and slapping and jerking, grunting, moaning, and you look up and then your eyes are filled with images of him. His tanned chest and arms, the muscles flexing, stretching, tensing and straining as they work together to coordinate the perfect stroke. He pumps and pumps and pumps. Brow furrowed in concentration. Sweat collecting on his forehead as he pumps. 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 He's going so fast, it's almost incredible. He wants you, slave. That's why he's hard. That's why he's leaking. That's why he is inching closer and closer to pure pleasure. With every single stroke, he can't take his eyes off of you and you. You cannot take your eyes off of him. Look at him, slave. Point your eyes downward to where they most want to be. That tan, muscular, veiny forearm leading into a dexterous hand, long fingers, sweaty palm, sinewy tendons, as he makes a fist over his gargantuan member. It's bigger than yours, bigger than anything you've ever seen, and he pumps it so well. It's not like when a woman does it. Our hand jobs just aren't the same, no. He handles his cock in a manly way, a forceful way that has your eyes glued back and forth, back and forth, up and down, up and down. The way they look, the way they feel. You love whatever you do, slave, do not take your eyes off of him. That beautiful man is going to come very, very hard, and he deserves to have you watch back and forth, up and down, back and forth, up and down. Let him fill your insides. And don't you dare think of stopping either. You need to keep your own fist on your cock. You need to work yourself in time with him. You need to come just as badly as he wants you to come. Let him see you, my darling. Let him see how hard you can come for him. Never take your eyes off of his fist. Never take your eyes off of his cock. And as you watch, as your eyes stay glued to his movements, as your hand stays glued to your cock, making similar motions up and down and up and down, you keep your mind glued to my words. Keep your mind bound to the sounds that my voice is making. You're swirling under now. You are completely adrift, and there is nothing but hand and cock and him. He is the reason you're here, slave. He is the reason your cock throbs miserably, drools helplessly. It knows what it needs. You need this, slave, and I don't have to tell you how much you do. You want to play with a boy, and I want to watch you play with one. And you were made to take cock, love the cock, serve the cock, devour the cock, enjoy the cock. I can't even tell you how many orgasms I've had, how much I've come to the sight of two gorgeous men in my bed, going at it, one buried to the hilt in the other's ass, coming deep down the other's throat, or them jousting with each other's cocks. Maybe some girls won't tell you, maybe your girlfriend or your wife won't even tell you What an unbearable turn-on it is for a girl to see her man getting what he needs, what he wants, enjoying the cock time that he craves so deeply. There's nothing like the smell of another hungry, wanton, horny male in the room. There's nothing quite like the sound of his balls slapping thunderously against your ass cheeks as he thrusts deep inside your hole, taking what he wants, what he needs, while your own cock dangles, hard, hot, heavy between your spread open thighs. I know you can imagine it, slave. I know you can see it. I know you can practically taste the salty, milky sweetness of his cum on your tongue. But I'm here to tell you, it's time to stop imagining and start doing. Within the next couple of minutes, maybe even seconds, you're going to come. Going to seize up, cry out, and when you do, you're going to picture your lover doing the same, going to imagine him crying out in bliss as he topples over the edge. As his spurting, monstrous cock thrashes with joy, the glee of a hard-earned orgasm. His seed is so hot, so searingly hot, because he's been building it up for so long, that when you see it spurt, you can practically feel some of it landing on your skin, and that's going to make you come even harder. Your balls tensing up so tight, it's as though they're trying to run back into your body. And when you come down, slave, when that sweet, sweet little moment of bisexual heaven is over, you're going to go from a dreamer to a doer. Your subconscious mind will have been imbued with such an insatiable craving for cock that you'll want to fuck the first guy you see. If not that guy, then the next guy, or the next guy, or the next guy. It's just a matter of time before you enjoy your next cock. Maybe even your first cock. The seeds of this idea have taken such deep root that you couldn't possibly extract them, even if you wanted to. But that's of no consequence, because you don't want to. You want these seeds of bisexual encouragement to grow into a beautiful, sweaty, semen-covered orgasmic encounter with the man of your dreams.
Why don't you let him fuck your face? Let him come on your face.
And if you're lucky, slave, if you're very, very lucky, maybe a girl will volunteer to watch. Maybe you'll be able to look over at her with her legs spread wide apart and her fingers rubbing up and down and all around, going to work on her slick, pink, fat pussy, lathered into a frenzy by the sight of you and the man who's giving it to you good. The sight of him driving mercilessly into your slick, swollen, gaping asshole will be more than enough to push her over the edge. And when it's over, more encouraged than ever to go in search of your next bisexual fuck date. Good slave. If you've been looking for a ringing endorsement of your particular perversion, this is it. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And when I reach one, the contents of this session will begin fading into your memory. They will retreat into the recesses of your mind. You won't even know they're there until you're bent over and howling for a man who wants you. Ready? In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good job, slave. Continue to be my good boy and serve Goddess Athalia with more purchases and tributes.